When the sun rises, a whole new day begins. Actually, it is a great miracle that human beings can wake up healthy every morning. Despite the fact that a person completely loses consciousness when he falls asleep, he begins the new day with the same consciousness and personality that he had the day before. Again, he can think, speak, and see. However, while asleep at night, there is no guarantee that these blessings will be given to him again in the morning. Human beings must think about this, sense God's wide mercy and protection over them, and give him thanks. People must think about their own weakness. As God maintains in Surah 4, verse 28, man was created weak. When people aren't careful about what they eat, drink, or the clothing they wear, they may easily become ill. An invisible flu virus is enough to make someone weighing 60 to 70 kilos very ill. The only thing the sick person can do is rest in bed. During this time, a struggle goes on in the body that the sick person has no control over. No matter how much he does what the doctor tells him, it is only Almighty God who can restore him to health and strength. Therefore, we must recall what Ibrahim said in the Quran and pray. He who gives me food and gives me drink, and when I am ill, it is he who heals me. The detail in the human body was created with special knowledge. Even the hair. Human eyebrows and eyelashes do not grow beyond a certain length. This is because it is better for us if they don't grow. But the hair on our heads, which is an important element in human aesthetics, continues to grow throughout our lives, and we can style it however we like. Now, just think. If your eyelashes grew like your hair, what would happen? Who commands your eyelashes to stop growing after a certain point? A person who considers these kinds of questions will understand immediately that every part of the body, every millimeter of it, has been created according to a special design. There is total harmony and proportion in the growth of bones. The human brain begins to grow from childhood. At the same time, the skull also grows. If the growth of the skull and the brain were not proportionate and the skull remained small, the brain would explode under the pressure. But this does not happen. The skull and the brain grow together until a certain age, and the skull encircles and protects the brain like a cage. How do the bones that have been growing proportionately with one another know that they must stop growing after they reach a certain size? What would happen if the bones continued to grow? For example, if the bones of the rib cage did not stop growing at a certain point, they would pierce the flesh and protrude from it. But because of the careful operation of the bone cells, such a thing never happens. Bone cells shape every bone in the body just like a sculptor. They finish up to the curved edges of the bones and stop the growth at just the right moment. Now, we must think about this. Does a bone cell have the knowledge, consciousness, and coordination and planning ability to do all that we have described? How can it know where to stop or where to continue? Although all the bones in our bodies come from the same bone cell, how is it that some are flexible and some are rigid? Who assigns bones their duties? How do these various different bits of bone know how to form our extremely functional hands? How do the bones that make up our arms, legs, and fingers attain the proportions needed to ensure the body's symmetry? These are questions we must ask ourselves in order to better understand the perfection of the workings of the human body. It is certainly impossible to claim that all these things came into being as a result of chance. It is not possible that the cells that bring a person into being and the molecules that make up the cells can make such decisions. Every one of these things is a manifestation of God's creative artistry that fashioned human beings perfectly. In one verse, God maintains, "Look at the bones, how we raise them up and clothe them in flesh."